Welcome to Sky Astrology, where the heavenly bodies are. This is Sky Astrology, no, not astrology. This is Sky Astrology with me, aka Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up. Hey, it's Chapeau Claudette, aka Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up, for the Sky Astrology report for where the heavenly bodies are on this Monday, the 25th of March, 2019. The astronomical and mathematical data that I'm giving to you is for the time of 11:11 a.m. GMT time. That's 11 minutes after 11 GMT time. And we will start with the ascendant is rising around the horizon at about 18 degrees Gemini and 58 arch minutes, which makes it more closer to 19 degrees Gemini. So really 2 arch minutes away is really could be classified as 19 degrees of Gemini is the ascendant that is ascending at this time of 11:11. Next, we have Rahu, which is the north node at 23 degrees Gemini and 26 arch minutes. The moon has moved into Scorpio and it's at 1 degree Scorpio, 30 arch minutes. Jupiter is at 16 degrees of Focus and 1 arch minute. That was Jupiter. Next, we have Saturn, which is in Sagittarius at 22 degrees Sagittarius and 59 arch minutes. Might as well say it's 23 degrees. Pluto is followed, and it is at 26 degrees of Sagittarius and 25 arch minutes. We have K2 also in Sagittarius. K2 is the south node, and it is at 27 degrees of Sagittarius and 20 arch minutes. Next, we have Venus, which has moved from Capricorn and Earth energy, and now is in Aquarius, very much at the beginning, on the cusp at the 0 degree point and 36 arch minutes of Aquarius. Mercury is also in Aquarius. It is going retrograde still for a bit, and it is at 18 degrees Aquarius and 48 arch minutes. I'll let you know that I'm pretty sure, 100% sure, that Mercury will not go to 17 degrees of Aquarius. It will turn back. So it's poignant at 18 degrees Aquarius that Mercury will go stationary. So if you want to know if you have anything connected with that, you would need the astronomical and mathematical date. This will not correlate for Western astrology nor Vedic astrology. So if you have any questions or you're curious to know if this resonates with you, feel free to ask me and contact me on all the possible channels, preferably via Twitter. Life is a hat party. Cool. Then we have Chiron, which the symbol is the key, and we have been told it's 10 degrees of Pisces and 5 arch minutes. Our sun is smack in the middle, more or less, of Pisces. It's at 12 degrees Pisces, 35 arch minutes. I mean, anyone born today and 11 days ago was born when the sun is under the constellation of Pisces. But of course, so many other factors enter into how important the sun is in each individual's chart. Then we have Uranus. It is at 1 degrees of Aries and 58 arch minutes. And last but not least, we have Mars at 2 degrees of Taurus and 28 arch minutes. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen. And I hope you enjoy this weekly podcast telling you where astronomically and mathematically the heavenly bodies are. Until next time, it's Chapeau Claudette, also known as Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.